The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father and mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. This comment is almost sort of almost disjointed, because there's a lot of parts of phrases like he shall be free in verse 6 that are need to be supplied, because it's a sort of a figure of speech. There's an ellipsis, which means, you know, you're carrying the thought through. Meaning, let him die the death is the end of the previous clause, and then, and he shall live, would be, and he shall be free. But let's go back to the beginning of this. You know, why do your disciples transgress the traditions? Tradition, tradition, tradition. Everyone loves tradition, don't they? Well, not so much anymore. You know, in many ways, I think today we are less honoring tradition. But in church, they still honor tradition. You know, in certain old line denominations like the Catholics and the Lutherans are very traditional. The way the ministers are, the way the service is conducted, everything is by tradition. Even modern, a lot of more modern churches still do everything in their church by tradition. The building is traditional. And if their building isn't traditional, they still have traditional forms of service. We have music. We have people lined up in rows, right, in an auditorium style, where all the people are facing the center stage, where the action is happening, and there's a stage, and there's the man of God. Everyone wants to replicate sort of the Sermon on the Mount or the preaching from the ship. The multitudes are following them, and they are the center of attention, just like the Lord. And I don't know that that is what a church is supposed to be like. I mean, I'd like to preach the gospel to unbelievers in that format, get everyone to just listen to what I have to say. Yeah, that's good. But I don't really see any precedent scripturally for that sort of a format. We get up, we have a band play, and then what? And then a guy talks, and then what, we invite people forward for prayer, have maybe an altar call of one form or the other. And that's all by form of tradition. That's all by form and following after the things people do. Why don't you do like other people do? Why do you transgress the tradition of the elders? There are other things that are traditional. You know, the way people raise their families. You know, if you depart from the normal way that people in a certain country do, even if it's flawed, even if it's perhaps not best, they question you, you know. Because it's human nature to want everyone to kind of form up in the same way. It is comforting. And when someone steps out of that form, it's discomforting. It makes you think, what do they think they're better? What do they think they know better than what we do? This is what the elders did. We're following what our fathers did and their fathers did. We're doing the same thing. And you know better than our forefathers? You know, and then this example is they didn't wash their hands when they eat bread. There was a ceremonial washing that they would go through to eat bread, or just any washing. I'll tell you what, my hands, they're pretty clean. I got up this morning, I ate cereal, didn't wash my hands. Didn't even think of it. Might have even gone to the bathroom first, but still didn't wash my hands. Because Because I'm not a filthy person. And I'm not freaked out by what could be dwelling on my hands. Yeah, there's bacteria. And there's germs. Mostly mine. And so I'll bathe in it. So, yeah, I know it was a ceremonial washing they were talking about. It wasn't just washing with soap and water. But the point is, they had a tradition, and they kept it. When I told people that, oh, I don't shower every single day, you know, I clean up, whatever, but that's my business, you know? When I told people that, you know, some people were kind of offended at that, because it's traditional in our country to shower every single day. even if you're not dirty. You know, to me, it's part of the vanity of the times, you know? I mean, I wear the same clothes a couple days in a row, and they're not dirty, they're not stinky, they're not smelly. I remember when I was a kid, you couldn't do that in school. You couldn't wear, like, the same shirt all week, or you'd be, they'd say, God, he's wearing that shirt all day. And I understand, you know, you don't want to be seen as filthy, though I don't mind. But, you know, people want to wear clean clothes, washing, but, you know, this stuff, it's where it comes down to where you say, well, that person is somehow not, there's something about sin. So when you look at it, it's almost like sin, where you despise them in your heart because of the way they dress or the way they wash or they don't wash or this, that, the other. When the despisement comes, why do you transgress the way we do things? And he says, well, why do you also transgress the commandments of God by your tradition? You know, the things we do, we never question whether our church activity transgresses the gospel of Christ or the way things ought to be according to the scriptures. You know, why don't you have church like us? And I say, well, why don't you have church like in the Bible? What do you mean? Well, I just don't see your kind of church there. Well, you know, we're going by not what's written, but by what seems right. Or by not, and it's not what seems right, it's just what seems comfortable. Because it's the way church has been done for centuries, for millennia. You know, we have the people out here, and here we have the minister up here. We don't have the people just ministering one to another. Or they try to, whenever they try to implement scriptural things, the people don't have any idea what to do. Because they're so used to being herded into that herd mentality, and we have the shepherd at the front. They are so stuck in that mentality that when you try to get them to do something outside of that, they don't know what to do. They say, oh, you know, shake hands, good morning, peace be unto you. It's so awkward. They're like, okay, now let's get on with the show, because after the show, I want to go watch the game. You know, it's so uncomfortable to step outside of tradition for some people. That's why I'm thankful God gave me a very unorthodox mind. I was always outside of normal. And as a child growing up, that was difficult. But now as an adult, I feel lucky. Or rather blessed. Because I'm not bound. The way other people, I look at other people and I see them as being bound. Bound to tradition. Tradition. And so much of bad doctrine is all caught up